You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salam and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. Today we explore a profound saying of Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali, peace be upon him, the true successor of the Holy Prophet. A person who is detached from the world is one whom the forbidden does not overcome his patience, and the lawful does not distract from his gratitude. Let me read it again for you. Someone who is detached from the world. This means that the one who is like have kind of like he doesn't desire the world. He's not obsessed with this world. Okay. So what is the criteria? What is the sign for it? What shows it? He says the forbidden does not overcome his patience. He doesn't fall for like sins, and he doesn't fall in the trap of the sins. And the lawful even does not distract from his gratitude. When Allah gives him blessings, he doesn't forget to thank. So this hadith gives us a powerful redefinition of zuhd, or often translated as asceticism or detachment. But does it mean abandoning the world? Or is there a deeper wisdom? Let's break it. Studies in behavioral psychology show that self-control is like a muscle. It strengthens with practice. And neuroscientists have found that resisting temptations involves the prefrontal cortex, the part of the brain responsible for decision-making. Imam Ali alayhi salam teaches us that a true ascetic is not someone who isolates themselves from the world, but someone whose patience is stronger than their temptations. Basically, there were some people in the past, even at the time of the Holy Prophet, who took it wrong. They thought that they should isolate themselves from this social world, the social life. They would not marry. They would not have any children. They will not father any children. They will not have like anything in this world, even a home. They would go to the caves, maybe, though go to the desert and worship God. So the Holy Prophet told them, this is not the way. This is not the way that you can truly worship Allah. You should be in the society and stay away from impurities. You should be active. And the infallibles themselves, they were role models. They had the best or the most active social life, and at the same time they were pure from any sins, any evil. So when faced with a temptation, we should take a pause, breathe deeply, and remind ourselves of long-term consequences and shift our focus. So take a pause, breathe, remind yourself of the consequences, and shift your focus. Over time, this builds mental resilience. Thank you for tuning in. If this message resonates with you, share it with someone you like. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin وآل محمد.